Who killed Haemin Lee, and how big a business can podcasting be? Two very different questions that podcast listeners are edging closer to answering each week as two successful new podcasts, Serial and Startup respectively, threaten to give podcasting a brand new level of popularity. Along with the banding together of many of the US's most popular podcasts into new podcast networks such as Radiotopia, recent developments have people calling ours a golden age for spoken word content. Our regular tech correspondent Aislinn Kelleher wasn't entirely convinced when we last FaceTimed.
I'm not sure if we're necessarily in a golden age. We seem to be in a golden 6 weeks of it for sure, given the last 6 weeks has been this huge resurgence and everybody all of a sudden talking about podcasting, and honestly that it's a gold mine to be exploited. But I think, you know, podcasting has been around in many different types of iterations for more than 10 and possibly even going back even 15 years. I mean, it's become much easier in the last while. But I think the notion of and really expanding audio experiences beyond terrestrial radio or even satellite radio towards your computer, which went to your iPad, which now is on your smartphone. So that I think part of the reason why we're seeing this big resurgence or this big kind of conversations around podcast partially is the recent release of some very fascinating, very high quality audio journalism around you mentioned Serial, around this kind of true life reinvestigation of an old murder trial. But also just the fact that ease of use, the fact that we now have apps on our smartphone that allow us to very quickly find content when we're out and about jogging, where we're just killing a bit of time. So I think what we're seeing is, yes, there's it's easier to get the stuff. There's great quality and content being put out there, but there's also new economic models. So it's not just I listen to this random podcast here or there. We're beginning to see the emergence of networks of kind of groups of podcasting who are coming together as a brand to try and get crossover listenership or to kind of build a broader model of what podcasting can be.
And somebody who's trying to mine that exactly at this moment is Alex Blumberg. Now, like the producer of Serial that we mentioned, Alex Blumberg is an alum of This American Life, and This American Life casts a big shadow over any kind of podcasting heyday that's happening.
Well, I mean, This American Life has held really tight to the number one podcast spot for a long time. Most recently, only in the last couple of weeks, been overtaken by Serial, which is something that has really grown out of their own weekly experiments with This American Life, which has been going on since 1995. So they're definitely like the big gorilla in the room. And a lot of folks, that Alex Blumberg obviously cut his teeth on part of that, and also with Planet Money, one of his other shows. And I think he's really, you know, he's taken this leap together with his partner, Matt Lieber, and they've set up this, you know, through this organization they have, Gimlet Media, are putting together a startup, which is ostensibly called Startup, as he has to be named, to really think about crafting and developing a podcast network. And I mean, he definitely has the kind of the broadcasting and the content chops to make this work. And what he's doing is quite fascinating in that he's creating, it's very meta in some ways, that they've created a podcast to describe this, called Startup, to describe starting up a podcast network. And it's almost similar to Serial. It's playing out week by week. You're not quite sure what's going to happen. And in this case, it's both Blumberg and Lieber, together with their wives, actually discussing in depth this kind of leap of faith they've taken to try and raise capital to get their startup off the ground. They very much believe in the idea that the future of podcasting is very rich and they can really mine and develop that. And I think people are quite interested in the idea of their documenting in real time and sharing their attempts to move from kind of public radio content production to, you know, running a business and a startup and the kind of whole new language vocabulary and people they have to develop relationships with. What we're seeing specifically with Sarah Koenig's show with Serial, I mean, that has really caught on. The idea that in our super fast-paced world where people want information more and more, the idea that we have to wait a week to find out what happens next in a story that took place 15 years ago is rather remarkable. And the fact that you're reading online about people resisting the urge to Google the story because they really just want to almost experience it. It brings you back to when, you know, Charles Dickens was writing and his work would come out in a serial form once a week. And you got the feeling that we were, as a nation of people listening or reading to the story, we're all experiencing it together. And to me, it's fascinating to look on when I see my friends in Australia or in Ireland or around the world, they're all just like wondering what's going to happen next in Syria. What is the latest about Adnan? You know, what's the story with Haemin Lee, the woman who was murdered? So there's a whole kind of really intriguing way of content delivery that these podcasts are kind of touching on. You know, the way the ads are embedded in this, it's sometimes it's just not worth moving forward. So there's a sense that when you're maybe listening to regular radio, you might kind of flick around a little bit. With these podcasts, you're more inclined to, I'll sit down, I'll listen to it, and, you know, I'll just play it through.
Because the ads here are done in a very particular way, usually by the presenter.
Yeah, they're actually presented by the host, and often within instill the tone of the content that's being produced. So it's not like they suddenly switch like, and now here's a host from our message and go buy these, you know, car tires. For example, Alex Bloomberg on Planet Money has done this whole part where it's like he goes to visit the CEO of a company of a product that they're promoting. And so they actually develop a mini documentary within the documentary about their startup, I mean, for the podcast. I mean, you don't get, that's meta podcasting in many ways. But part of the reason for that, and this is the reason why people are wondering whether this is going to be a new golden age, is there seems to be really great traction from those types of ads. It's still, you know, because of the nature of the podcast format and the type of the audio file formats that it goes out in, it's still quite difficult to track actually what individual listeners are doing. Right now, most of the figures we have are, okay, so on a weekly basis, Serial is downloaded about 850,000 times, but there isn't still yet this kind of nuanced understanding of like, do individual listeners, do they skip around in that? Do they go back and replay it? Do they skip over the ads, for example? There is this assumption that something is happening. You know, they download this thing and then we see some engagement with that user base with some of the content that's been advertised on it. But it seems kind of naive right now, given how careful other entities are about tracking every single click and movement away. And if you're listening to Pandora and the ad comes on and you try and skip and it's hard to mute it. And there's a lot of kind of nuance to that. So I think there are still questions to be raised about how sophisticated the tracking technology might want to become to really try and understand what audiences are doing once they have downloaded this podcast.
The other thing that that these podcasts introduce is a global market for their product. You know, formerly they were basically American properties, and now they really kind of have a total reach for the English-speaking world. How you're going to monetize that isn't at all clear.
I think I'll be really curious to see in another couple of years' time how this all plays out, whether or not the big players are still the only ones that are added, the ones that have the terrestrial market as well, or we begin to see a real broadening of this field. And then what does that mean, you know, moving outside, of course, of the overt focus, even on what we've just spoken about on the American market and American produced shows, to, you know, podcasts that have tremendous cultural resonance elsewhere. And then obviously they're in different languages as well.
Aislinn Kelleher of Carnegie Mellon University there on the line from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.